Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
There's a brewery in Columbus by the name of, I'm going to write this down, have you pronounce it, that is named...
Hoofhearted?
Say it again.
Hoofhearted.
Hoofhearted? Hoofhearted Brewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in Columbus.
That is awesome. Hoofhearted. Yeah. I'm so easily entertained. I'm going to use that one with friends.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes, you know, all of us write articles for our website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
WGR550.com. We tend to tweet them out, or we just say, hey, got a new article up. Would love if you, you know, read it, shared your thoughts with me. I posted an article yesterday on our website. Do not read it.
Oh, yeah. Read mine instead.
Yeah. That's fine. Read his tweet bag. Don't read my article. It's incorrect. Well, it's half correct. See, I wrote the article before last night's games.
Mm.
And now I'm just a nervous wreck. So I had half the article right when I said Sean McDermott should sit all the defensive starters.
Yeah.
And then on offense, I said no Gore, no McCoy, no Brown, no Beasley. Play Josh Allen a couple series and get him out. Yeah, I screwed up. Cam Newton got hurt last night. Lamar Jackson, young quarterback, second year in the league, was held out by the Baltimore Ravens last night.
Tom Brady played. How come he couldn't have gotten hurt?
Tom Brady didn't play the first two games they played him last night. Like,
how come he
why
couldn't
even
have
play
been,
him?
Right? Give him the walking boot.
Yeah.
And then he ends up wearing the Cam Newton hat in the postgame.
And then his genuineness would shine through. Carson Wentz did not play last night. He's not going to take a snap in the entire preseason for the Eagles. Mitch Trubisky is not going to take a snap for the entire preseason for the Chicago Bears. Jared Goff, for the second straight preseason, will not take a single snap as starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. So don't read my article. Just vote in our web poll and the Twitter poll this morning about whether Josh Allen should play at all tonight.
I'm just tweeting something real here, right here. Howard opening the show, listing all the reasons that the important players shouldn't play. Like I haven't been sitting here for 15 years.
Okay, you've just realized.
You owe me
an apology. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't want you to say, Cam Newton finally convinced me. Although I've only been on this train for about 10 years.
But we just talked yesterday about, you know, quarterbacks don't get hurt in the preseason, haven't gotten hurt in the preseason, by and large. Whatever. I can't apologize. I like being stubborn. Now you know why my wife gets upset with me after 20-plus years of marriage.
Yes, I'm going to need to talk to her.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not the brightest guy in the
world.
I've
just been sitting here saying, why are we doing this? This is the dumbest thing.
I created a
pledge for people to take so they could sign their name to a document that said, I promise none of this matters.
Well, that's different than...
Not different.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's the same thing.
Yes, your pledge is if Josh Allen goes 9 of 11, don't come in and think they're going to the Super Bowl.
And it's also if he goes 1 of 11, don't think that he's going to be out of league.
But
and
I like. Josh Allen needed to play in the preseason.
Did not, in my opinion.
Yes, he did. You can't skip the entire preseason.
If you're Josh Allen.
No, you can't.
You can, and you should.
No,
you can skip the entire thing. And the reason the pledge exists is because there's nothing to gain from the preseason. There is only pain and loss. A, the pain of watching a game. It's pretty bad. Did you watch the 80-yard game, by the way?
No. I was watching the Mets last night. I tried to flip over. NFL Network was doing Game Day Live, so they cut in and out of games. And then I honestly did turn to Fox to try and watch. I thought, all right, Jacksonville, Miami, I think was the game. Let me try. I couldn't. I just couldn't stay with it. It was really, really hard.
In terms of your, he needed to play at some point.
I do believe he needed to play. Yes.
I think he needed to play for you, not for...
Well, that's fine. I mean, in my opinion, he needed to play.
Right.
I believe it's important for him to be out there.
What I'm saying is, I think you needed him to play. He doesn't need to play, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You needed him to. And what I mean by that is, a couple people last night tweeted to me that they're going to tonight's game. hey, guys, I bought tickets to this game. Okay, I want to see Josh play. I don't dispute that when he's on the field tonight, I'm going to watch him play. Mm-hmm. I do want to see it because, you know, you want to get a look at your quarterback. So I don't have any problem with you saying, I want to watch him. That said, that's where I stop. Like, I'd like to watch Josh Allen tonight, but I know the smarter thing for the Bills to do is for every player that's going to make the team to not even make the trip to Detroit. There's nothing to get. We're not going on the third game where you don't try to win. The other team doesn't even play its starting quarterback.
Well, we don't know if Stafford's playing, but he hasn't played the first two games.
More than likely, he won't. They talked to Lomas Brown yesterday on the afternoon show who said, I don't think he's going to play. I don't know why. It's not like he's hurt. Maybe he is hurt. And I wanted to say,
because teams are not risking their quarterbacks.
Right. I think they realized that Matthew Stafford is – like, think about how much – if Cam Newton is hurt and is out for a month or 2 months or the season, think about what happens to Carolina. If you're a season ticket holder, you should get a refund if you want. You really should. If you are a Bills season ticket holder, and in the preseason Josh Allen gets hurt for the year, you should be able to get a refund if you want. Any player that is of significance on your team gets hurt after you've purchased the product, you should be able to return it. So, not Hurricanes, geez. Panthers fans this morning finding out that Cam's in a walking boot and might miss time, I mean, I'd be like, I'll take my money back. Oh, class action lawsuit, you know? I'll take 12% of my money back, or however much a court deems it's worth it, because it's 2019 and we're still doing this.
You're funny. I think that's on the back of the ticket where it's like, you know, the back of the baseball ticket says basically you can get hurt at the game, you can't sue us. I think the back of the football ticket says something about injuries are going to happen, you can't have
injuries happen in the regular season. I don't want a refund for the regular season. I want a refund when before the season starts, you trot your guy out there for meaningless nonsense and he gets hurt. Because I was sold this as my season, and then right before it, you made a decision that changed it.
You know, he could have slipped on a mat at St. John Fisher and suffered a concussion.
He didn't slip on a mat at St. John Fisher. You actively put him in a position. Think about Cam Newton's life. In the last 6 months, how many minutes combined have giant men been chasing him and trying to bring him to the ground? In the last 6 months.
Well, zero until last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The answer is, because
he didn't play the first two games.
The answer is about 6 minutes of the last 6 months. Yeah. So at practice, they play red non-contact jerseys. Mm-hmm. Why do they do that? Because they know it's absurd.
In the joint practices, same thing, right?
Same thing. They know that it is crazy, the idea that you would let these guys chase your quarterback around and hit him. It is nuts.
With Josh Allen, I do believe he needed to play at some point. I do want him out there getting action. They've spent the whole offseason talking about how he has to learn to throw the short pass, to throw the ball
away. He's not learning.
Want to do things differently.
I'm here to say.
I want him out there.
I'm here to
in
say.
In a game where he knows the other team is coming after
he's
him.
He's not learning right now. He'll learn in the regular season.
No, I think he learns in games.
I don't. Josh McCown walked in off the street for a team he'd never played for before and had 115 quarterback rating.
Yeah, I know. And Josh McCown has seen tons of football over
and has
his
been
life.
Bad and isn't good and walked in and didn't have continuity and didn't have chemistry and didn't have anything with the Eagles. And he walks in and he had one of the best performances. He had the kind of performance that if Allen has that tonight, Super Bowl tickets are being purchased. You know, one touchdown on 11 of 14, was he? Something like that?
I don't even know what he did.
He lit it up.
Yeah.
He just walked in the third quarter against the Ravens and lit it up.
Yeah.
One, because the Ravens aren't trying to win. They aren't playing their starter. So I wonder when we'll finally get to the point where these coaches, we are separating the smart coaches from the not too smart coaches, or at least the smart decision makers from the not smart decision makers.
I think this is a significant year. It really is. I do think we mentioned the Colts and the Bears, and I saw a story about this morning. Frank Reich and Matt Nagy are texting each other this week prior to the game, trying to figure out, are you playing your starters? I don't know. Are you going to play your starters? How many guys are you going to sit? And so they're trying to. I think Reich ends up sitting his starters in part because Nagy says, "Yeah, I'm sitting my guys. Like, I'm not playing Trubisky, and I'm sitting a whole bunch of starters." Look, I do believe Josh Allen did need to play. He's not Drew Brees. He's not Tom Brady. He's not even Cam Newton. Cam Newton has tons of experience compared to Josh Allen. I get the whole thing about injuries, and I don't want him hurt. Obviously, I don't. You know, there would be if he gets hurt tonight, and he's out for any amount. It was buzzkill when he got hurt in Houston last year.
Yes, it was.
I do not want the man getting hurt.
Of course not.
But I don't. I think there was a value for him to get in a couple of games and learn to play with Cole Beasley and try and see, you know, what is he doing? Is he throwing the short passes? Is he looking like he's better? Is he getting experience beyond the practice field or even a joint practice against the Carolina Panthers? I didn't want to bubble wrap him for four games.
Well, you and the coach and whoever makes these decisions that line up with that need to say, I'm willing to risk him getting hurt in order for him to throw six-yard passes to Cole Beasley against the team that isn't.
And I am. I know it's coming.
That isn't scheming for him.
I didn't sit the first. There was not a moment in the first two games I thought, don't play Allen. You know, but here, this is the weird game. You know next week he's not playing. None of the starters are playing next week. You are now 2 weeks away from the opener. And to me, this has become a weird game. And I'm not going to lie. I got freaked out watching Cam Newton get injured last night. And then I read that Lamar Jackson, who is has as much experience as Josh Allen, he doesn't play for the Ravens. So now I come into work thinking, oh, crap, this is a bad idea. Don't play the guy. But I didn't think about it in the first two games. I had no problem him going out playing two series against the Colts and two series against the Carolina Panthers and say, all right, he's done for the night. Wonderful. Put Matt Barkley in.
Why don't they just have him get chased by NFL defenders when he's at home? You know, like the next Tuesday, we'll just throw some pass rushers in his kitchen.
Well, there's not a lot of room to maneuver in the kitchen.
He might get hurt.
He could run into the microwave. No, he could run into an island. What if there's an island in the kitchen?
Yeah, it's amazing that we're here. I just wanted to let the record show. I'm not overreacting to Cam Newton getting hurt.
Oh, I am.
He is, by the way, a member of the Great White Snarks, my dynasty team. But I don't really care.
But it's funny.
I'm not overreacting to that. I've been on this train for several years.
Yeah, I'm not. And I'm not going to change. I'm evolving. Okay? I don't think I shouldn't say that. If Josh Allen gets to the point where he's a proven, a proven quarterback, whatever. Aaron Rodgers is not going to take a single snap for Green Bay this year.
Have a heck of a Canadian tuxedo last night.
Yeah, I saw that. No Packer fan cares if Aaron Rodgers takes a snap in the preseason.
Let me ask you this. Adam Gretz had a good point about that Packer-Raider game. So if you didn't see the Packers-Raider game, they charged $120 for a preseason.
Minimum. That was the lowest
minimum
face value ticket.
Canadian, whatever.
That was U.S. dollars.
It was U.S.
U.S.
Okay.
Dollars.
So the cheapest ticket to the Raiders-Packers preseason game in Winnipeg was $127.
Mm-hmm.
When they got to the field, they found out that by moving the field goals back, they replaced the turf there, and the league determined that the turf was unsafe.
Yeah, the goalpost had a little kind of the area around the base of the goalpost for the CFL games was
so it's
not
unsafe.
Good.
So the league says, "Boy, we got an unsafe field out there. Let's play an 80-yard football game."
Yeah.
And Adam Gretz pointed out, "Imagine being a player for either one of those teams when you know you're so worthless to them, they will send you out on a dangerous field."
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're on the Packers for now. If you played last night, you aren't good. If you played last night, your coach says, you're just cattle to me.
Expendable.
I don't care about you. I don't care if you get hurt. I don't care if we make a mockery of this league with an 80-yard football field because the field is unsafe.
I think we did that when we were kids. If you ever went to the schoolyard, you were going to play a pickup game with your friends and maybe one side of the field was a little bit too muddy, so you kind of shortened the field. We probably did that as kids growing up. But, the Packers end up. The Packers were going to play their starters. They come out, the field is as bad as it is. I guess Oakland didn't even travel 24 guys. So they sit. They decided to sit 33 players last night.
So you're telling me what I got to do is I got to get to Detroit and I've got to ruin the field.
Yes.
And that'll make Sean McDermott wake up and sit guys in a game that he has nothing to gain.
It's Bull Durham. Destroy the field.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll be back. I don't think I'll make it back in time. I've got a Friday foursome golf outing with some guys today. So you know what? I'm going to take my chances.
You might have an issue. It's Ford Field. It's protected from elements, and the goalposts are where they're supposed to be.
Listen, this franchise runs the Carolina model.
Yeah.
They've got a quarterback with Cam Newton comparisons.
So you think McDermott wakes up this morning and is having these thoughts?
No. I wish he did. I'm not confident at all. I hope he makes the smart decision tonight. And
you think
sits.
Ron Rivera texts him and says, hey, buddy, guess what happened to my quarterback?
No, I don't think Ron Rivera will put two and two together that he's not to blame, but he should be held to account for it. He makes the decisions. He didn't have to play him. There's no reason to play him. But, you know, congratulations. You might get fired for this because now you might lose your first three games if your guy's out for 3 weeks. Or maybe it's the Lisfranc injury potentially?
Yeah, maybe.
Could be, which could be 3 months.
Could be.
All right.
In severe instance, yes, it could be a few months.
Okay, well, have a good time when you're fired, and the reason you got fired is because of the third preseason game that nobody cares about. Mm-hmm. You played an NFL MVP.
Maybe Kyle Allen, this is his Tom Brady moment, and he turns out to be the...
I know.
The, you know.
Of course that would happen to the Patriots, right? Their guy gets hurt. That was in the regular season.
No, the that's what I'm saying. Right, against the Patriots it would have happened. Maybe he does. Maybe he wakes up this morning and, you know, he goes on the internet and he sees the injury. He sees, wow, the Ravens didn't play Lamar Jackson.
And if he does, you'd be disappointed?
Would I be disappointed if he didn't play Allen?
No, if he wakes up and says, you just can't do it. We're going to sit him.
Yeah, I think you got to evolve. I think you got to adjust. I'm just not going to admit to you that you were right. I would never do that. I just can't give you the satisfaction of me coming on and saying
I don't
right.
get any satisfaction from being right about this.
I honestly truly believe, Jeremy. I do believe in an instance of this. It is quarterback to quarterback. Now, look, the Eagles don't play Wentz at all. Part of that, I'm sure, is the guy's been hurt the last 2 years.
Allen was hurt last year.
But Trubisky was healthy and they sat him and Jackson's healthy and they sat him. So I think you got to be well. But I do believe there was value to Josh playing. I did not. There was no way. You might have asked me this. There was no way I would have signed off on Josh Allen getting no snaps in any of the four games this preseason. I just wouldn't do that. I think he needed to get out there. I believe there's value to
it. McCoy and Gore?
First off, a running back. Who cares? But they're veteran guys.
How about Cole Beasley?
I wouldn't play Beasley tonight.
Okay.
But again, a veteran guy. I know he's developing chemistry, which I wouldn't play Beasley. I wouldn't play Brown.
This is fun.
You don't
Hold
play
on.
Morse.
Let's
you don't play Nsekhe.
Do
you want to know who? Would it be easier to tell you who I would play?
Who you would play.
Yeah, I would start Josh Allen. Your running backs can be the combination of Yeldon, Perry. You can throw Singletary. I wouldn't even play Singletary.
Yeldon Perry.
Who else? Oh, Christian Wade.
Wade. How about linemen?
I would start your, quote, number one line tonight. Okay. Not Nsekhe, not Morse. So Dawkins, Spain, Feliciano, Long, Ford.
So 60% of the starting
Three
line.
Starters are out there. The other two guys are out there because of injuries.
Okay.
Let's see. You would play Sweeney and Knox at tight end. You'd sit Beasley and Brown. You could probably sit Zay Jones. You're playing...
Are you playing Robert Foster?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Duke Williams, Ray McLeod, Isaiah McKenzie, and Cam Phillips. Boom, there are your receivers. Josh plays two series and sits out.
This is funny. I just want to point out. So what you would do is you'd have Josh play with worse players.
No, I mean, look, that's been the number one offensive line this preseason.
That's true because of the injuries.
So you're taking out the running backs, whatever. They don't run the ball when Josh Allen plays anyway. He's thrown more passes in the preseason than any other quarterback in the NFL. So he's going to go out, he'll play a couple series, and he'll have Foster, McKenzie, McLeod, Sweeney, Knox, Williams. And he throws a handful of passes, and he comes out. I know it sounds stupid. Don't yell at me.
I got a couple texts.
You got to give me some credit for evolving. I'm an old school sports fan. You have to give me some credit for evolving and being flexible enough to have this discussion and coming in this morning and tell you, you may be right.
I'll give you credit for not making points like this. A texter writes in, would you tell the starters not to go up and down stairs because they could fall and hurt themselves?
Well, that's just silly.
No, of course not. There's a much lower likelihood of getting hurt walking upstairs than being the focus of 1,200 pounds of men rushing at you trying to hit you. That's only the defensive line, by the way. I mean, maybe not 1,200. But the injury rate for walking up and down stairs, a little different than playing quarterback in the NFL.
Well,
so
yeah, like I said,
these players have clauses in their contract that they're not allowed to skydive or they're not allowed to climb a mountain in the offseason. But what they can do is hold a football where they are the focus of another team trying to hit them and hurt them. And that other team, by the way, here's the thing. It's horrible on every level. One, they're not game planning for them, so it's not actually really a testament to what they're doing. Two, I might have second and third string players who are playing with everything they've got because they know, I've got to make a play here. Mm-hmm. Remember Coy Wire saying that he tried to hurt people in the preseason because it would make a difference?
I don't.
And he ends James Stewart's career of the Lions, and he got congratulated by Greg Williams, or maybe I'm mixing the story up a little bit. But the guy that headshots Jordan Reed last night.
Yeah.
That guy gets a tap on the butt. Right? He might make the team.
And Reed's got maybe, the fifth or sixth concussion of his career, if that's indeed what it is.
So I've got a defensive end that plays for the Lions tonight that might be on the fringe playing against my replacement right tackle. And my starting quarterback is out there, and that defensive end, not schemed, is just out there for himself to do whatever he can, and he wants to hit that quarterback as hard as possible. And I, as the Bills, have nothing to gain from it, and I'm going to go with, it's fine. Yeah. No chance. I mean, I'm going to watch him play, and if he looks good, I'm going to feel just fine. I won't put too much into how he looks because none of this matters, and I hope he gets out okay. That the successful season is getting out okay, and I've got fringe NFL players playing for the Lions. One of them thinking maybe I make the team if I put my helmet right square in the chest of Josh Allen.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
Yeah, I know.
But what happens to Cam Newton? You know how many weeks? David Chow, the guy, Pro Football Doc, he watches injuries on TV and diagnoses them with pretty reasonable accuracy. You don't follow him?
No.
He's Pro Football Doc on Twitter. Boot is precautionary for swelling usually. Right. No reason to panic with 2.5 weeks to the opening game. So he says, I did not see a major left foot injury based on video, no crutches. So it could just be a scare.
They're calling it an ankle sprain at this point is what they were terming it last night.
If we're talking about Cam Newton, and being honest, he'll play through that.
Right.
He plays hurt all the time.
You know, he's only missed 5 games in his
whole career. He played through his shoulder was, ruined last year, and he played through it.
Right.
He'll be hurt. He'll be limited all year. There's the other part of it. Forget about being hurt. What if Josh just picks up a little bit of a ding in an ankle? And he can still play. He's not out for the season, but he can't run quite as well. Or he can't run without pain. He can play through it, because that's probably what Cam Newton's going to have to do.
I assume he will. The options in Carolina aren't good beyond Cam Newton. You know, I don't think they have much of a prayer of doing anything if Cam Newton doesn't play this season or misses an extended amount of time.
Another text. Kevin Cobb, injuries happen. If your quarterback slips on a mat at your training facility, you chalk it up to there's nothing we could have done about it. If he gets hurt because other players are chasing him in a meaningless game, you say, maybe we should have done something about that. Keep him coming. Keep with the really terrible comparisons about how this is the same as walking upstairs. I've never had a 300-pound NFL player fall on my foot on a stairway in the public spaces. I'm like, okay, trot him out there. I'd like to know that the coach. We're watching all these other coaches be smart with this, and I'd like to believe McDermott will.
Well, that's why I think. I think it's like I said to you, I'm trying to evolve here because I really do think I've never seen an approach like this by so many coaches to a preseason. You know, the first time I think I saw it really was last year when Sean McVay decided not to play. I think he sat 10 offensive players for the entire preseason. Goff and Gurley would probably be the biggest names on the list. You don't typically see that. You don't see coaches doing what they've done. More guys this preseason are taking the precaution of keeping guys out. And again, not just veteran quarterbacks. So I'm trying to evolve, but I'm not at a point where I would say a young guy like Josh can't play a single snap in the preseason, because I still believe there's value to him getting out there and putting in play against another team the concepts he's been working on in practice the entire spring and summer. 803-0550 to join us. You can share your thoughts, getting a whole bunch of stuff on Twitter. Would love to get your thoughts on the phone. So grab a line and join us. And whatever else on your mind when it comes to the Bills in the game tonight, which you'll hear on WGR beginning at 5 o'clock with the pregame show. 8 o'clock kick, postgame show with Nate Geary and Joe DiBiase.
That's exciting. I'm going to watch tonight. You know, it's on TV.
So I've heard, yeah.
There's plenty of stuff that's on TV that you're like, this probably shouldn't be on TV, but I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the preseason is. It's like those really bad reality shows like 90 Day Fiancé. That's the preseason. It's, oh, man, I shouldn't be watching this.
Dave tweeted in, don't play Allen. Play only the guys that are on the bubble who need to earn a spot and sign a McCown. There has to be one around that's available.
Is Luke available? Didn't the Bills sign Mark Sanchez to play? Who was it last year? We did this. Remember the guys that they've had play in the fourth preseason game? Jordan Palmer shows up. Yeah. Alex Tanny. Keith Wenning. Bring back Keith Wenning for tonight. Sign
Matt
him right.
Sims.
Matt Sims.
Was there a Leinart signing it? I always bring up Matt
Leinart. Leinart was on
Wasn't
the team
here
at
some
point.
Right?
Yeah. Bring back Keith Wenning for that fourth game.
Well, I mean, You could play Tyree Jackson and Matt Barkley tonight. You don't even have to bring in another guy. All right, let's hear from all of you. So join us this morning. Sal's on the show. He's going to be with us at 7:30. We'll talk a little hockey with a couple of weeks out from training camp, you know, with all the Group 2 guys that are unsigned. John Shannon from Sportsnet's going to join us. You're getting ready for your fantasy football draft. Scott Pianowski, 9:30 this
morning
from Yahoo Sports with your fantasy football advice. So make sure you're listening for that. If you miss it, it'll be an on-demand audio.
Just one quick text. Dan from Doylestown writes in, I hope I'm not speared walking through Wegmans. Yeah, you never know, man.
Schmegman.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Well, you might just get a shoulder pad right in its.
Hey, man, sometimes I really want them strawberries, so yeah. I got to hit somebody to get
them. Yeah, you see Derek in Wegmans.
Have you ever experienced a near collision when you turn the aisle? Like I know I have. You come out the aisle, and you're about to go either straight through.
All these years you've never mastered the sidestep?
No. No, I actually slow down. It's like driving a car. I slow down. And I look both ways before I go through the intersection at the supermarket.
I've got the sidestep, and it's always the my bad, you know, because it takes away from how ridiculous I look that I just stepped away from somebody.
Oh, see, I just hit the brakes. Like if I'm going straight and someone's coming from my left in the intersection there, I just stop and go, oh, I'm sorry about that, and give them the right of way, and then I go on about my business. Sometimes I shop fast, and I tend to create some issues in the intersections of the. I don't know why we're talking about this. All right, we'll go to break.
Oh, Abel, I know why.
The supermarket? Not the quarterbacks, the supermarket.
It's preseason. We got to practice arguing so we remember how to argue once the regular season comes. That's what this is.
All right, this is
our preseason too. You guys got to call us. You got to yell at us. We got to yell at you. This is the dress rehearsal game.
So whatever you do when you call this morning, don't tell Jeremy he's right.
Right.
Shh.
Yeah, this is just like the regular. It's just like the regular season.
I'm right. This is like marriage. You're wrong. I'm right. End of discussion. I mean, really, that's right. Isn't that how it works? You're wrong. I'm right. Okay, go to break.
Last year, I was really, really down on the Bills. Max bet the under on their season win total, which was at 7 at the time. This year, I like the over on their win total from a sports betting standpoint. I think they're going to be a pretty solid team. Josh Allen is definitely like still a wild card, I think, entering his second season. In fantasy, I think he's underrated. He was the number one overall fantasy quarterback after he came back and got healthy from week 12 through 17.
Going on, boys, that's Mike Clay. Who's that?
Evan Silva.
Evan yesterday. Silva. Sounds like Mike Clay. Evan Silva on the Bills. Hey, quick note, Tony tweets in. Tonight's game is on CBS, and if you are a DirecTV customer, you will be out of luck unless you have an antenna. This is me staring at Howard. Tell me how important this game is now. It's not even going to be on my television.
It's on at my house.
Well, I'm not coming over. Bills play at Detroit at 8 o'clock in the dress rehearsal game. Around the league, Daniel Jones is going to go to the Hall of Fame. 9 of 11, 141. He's had a good preseason. Bills at Detroit at 8 o'clock. Cam Newton sprained an ankle, walking boot. A little bit of concern in Carolina as they got him hurt. They didn't play him the first two games. He played in this one, got hurt. Washington tight end Jordan Reed, a possible concussion. And DJ Chark also with a concussion.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Another young receiver. Dallas contract offer to Ezekiel Elliott would make him the second highest paid running back in the league behind Le'Veon Bell.
Ahead of Le'Veon Bell, behind Todd Gurley.
Okay, behind Gurley. He should definitely ask for more than Gurley, considering Gurley's hurt.
Yeah. No, I think it's I didn't see the structure of the contract, but yeah. I heard it was ahead of Bell, behind Gurley. So.
Brayton, you have the snark cannon?
Derek.
Or sorry, Derek. Brayton's not here. I just knee jerk to Brayton when I say snark cannon.
Sure.
He's got it ready.
Yeah, he's got to get it out of the closet.
Okay.
Unlock the door.
Brayton never gave me a key.
Okay.
And don't forget the passcode.
I don't need it if you can't find it. Oh, okay. As we continue through headlines here.
Punching the letters T-A-N-K.
It's Friday.
Open the door.
I'm fired up. Howard, you made a mistake when you wrote something on the board here in the headlines that says Patriots safety Patrick Chung facing cocaine charges.
No, that's not a mistake.
Excuse me, sir. I'm not sure if you're aware, Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots would never, ever have any sort of issue like this. So I think you need to erase that.
I double checked it.
And check your sources, all right? No, because that's not the Patriot way.
Well, he's facing...
That wouldn't happen.
Yes, he's facing an arraignment Wednesday next week.
I don't think so.
In New Hampshire. So I'm pretty sure that's correct.
You take your fake news and...
And my agenda.
Yes. The Patriots. I mean, you know what? I bet it's...
Can I snark too?
I bet another team set him up.
Can I snark too?
Sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is bad. No days off!
Unless you're in jail.
Is that bad? Did I cross the line? Even Derek kind of peeled back a little bit. And if I offended somebody, it's the Patriots. Who cares?
Did you see how Pat McAfee was describing that whole thing
no.
on Twitter yesterday?
Oh, I can only imagine.
Oh, he was getting pretty silly with some descriptive terms. Had so many questions. Maybe it's a backup safety trying to take Chung's job. Like
they set him up?
It's a setup job.
It's gotta be.
They planted the cocaine just to get him off the roster.
I want this job.
The headlines brought to you by Smith Boys. Did you do baseball? Yankees lost, Jays lost, Mets won, Bisons lost. They're home tonight, 7:05 against Pawtucket. The headlines brought to you by Smith Boys Marine Sales, your number one source for boating in Western New York.
Scott writes in, players get hurt in practice. Players get hurt walking on the practice field, in games, in scrimmages, in the weight room. Cancel everything or cancel nothing. One problem, Scott, in only one of those scenarios is the starting quarterback live bait, and that is a preseason game. Scrimmages, joint practices, they wear non-contact jerseys. So, good luck. I mean, it's never going to work as a counterpoint. It's never going to work. You could get hurt walking to practice, right? That's beyond your control. That's randomness. Throwing them out there during a game, you are deciding to increase the likelihood of an injury to one of your assets. This is asset management, and the teams need to be smarter. We've got half the teams in the league that are being pretty smart. How many quarterbacks are playing? None?
Well, the stat was going into this weekend, okay, through the first 2 weeks of the preseason, 12 starting quarterbacks didn't take a single snap. Now, some of them are playing in week three. Brady didn't play the first 2 weeks. He played last night, played three series. Rodgers didn't play, so he's not going to play. Stafford, Goff, Rivers, Breeze, Wentz, Newton, Roethlisberger, Luck, Foles. Foles played last night. Newton played last night, got hurt. So some of these, I think Roethlisberger's going to play maybe a few series for Pittsburgh. So about half the list, I think, is going to end up going through the preseason and not playing at all in terms of starting quarterbacks. And it's a mix of veterans and younger guys. So there's no rhyme or reason. But 12 starting quarterbacks in the first two games didn't play at all. Some of them will skip the entire preseason.
Yesterday, I railed on the preseason being an elaborate PSL. And that's another reason. The NFL, they deserve their injuries in the preseason because it doesn't have meaning. It doesn't. The coaches have even said the joint practices are more meaningful.
Doug Peterson was saying that yesterday, that he prefers those. He gets more out of the joint practices because we can script the practices to plays that we want to see our guys work on. You can't do it in a game, and if there's a mistake, we get to do it over again, and you can't do that in the game. So he actually likes the joint
practice. What is the difference between a joint practice and preseason?
The quarterback wears the red jersey.
But the other
you don't get hit.
What's the difference for the league?
Well, there's no money. You don't, unless you charge fans to be in the stands
there's
at
no,
joint practice.
There's no money.
There's no revenue.
There's no TV contract for joint practices.
Right.
There's no sponsorships for joint practices.
Right. Tonight's game is on network television.
Right. So
Fox
that's it.
Had a game last night.
So the NFL gets its players hurt to try and make a little bit more money.
But here's the thing that's interesting. I'm sorry.
I just want to finish the point.
Yeah,
and in a joint practice, a guy could get hurt. Yes. But a joint practice, that's actually, you can make a point. That's for making your team better.
Yeah.
That's for working on things. Once you roll out onto a field, these games exist for money and for nothing else.
Right. In the joint practice, the two coaches will typically talk
and
set it up the way they want it to accomplish what they want to accomplish in the game. Obviously, that's not how they approach it. Here's the thing that's interesting, though. I saw this at Pro Football Talk. So the NFL can unilaterally alter the preseason schedule anytime they want. This is not collectively bargained. They don't even need to ask the Players Association what they think. If the NFL wanted to slash the preseason, three games, two games, no games, they could do it anytime they want. The point was made that, okay, that's a revenue loss. And I don't know that the players would be overly upset. Sure, it does go towards salary cap, but it's a revenue loss for the owners. So here's what it comes down to. In a league that makes billions, what do they average every year in revs? $7, $8 billion, whatever it is. In a league that, say, makes $8 billion a year in revenue, Can they survive without revenue from preseason games? My guess is yes. So it really comes down to whether or not the owners want to give up the revenue and in that case, slash the preseason schedule next year. After what happened this year, I really would be stunned if they had four games next year. Really. Look at what happened around the league this summer. Look what we're talking about with coaches, with joint practices, with sitting quarterbacks, with sitting starters. The Raiders didn't even put 24 guys on the airplane to Winnipeg, let alone get there. Look at the field conditions. They didn't even send what's 24 out of 90, to whatever percentage it is. They didn't even send 24 players on the trip for the final dress rehearsal, so to speak.
Yeah, Major League Baseball and the NBA have smartened up to the point where during their seasons, they will sit players during the regular season because mm-hmm. they want to monitor usage. And that's not always a fun topic. And sometimes you end up going to a game and Vlad Guerrero Jr. is sitting.
Yeah.
Or Kawhi Leonard is on the bench. And you think, well, that stinks. I'm here to watch the game. Right. This is a regular season game.
Yeah, I'd be angry, right?
Yeah.
If I paid. But, well, actually, you play full price for a preseason game.
You
typically,
do. So. But in the preseason, when a guy sits, you kind of have to, you know, you accept, like, well, you know, what do I expect? I signed up for the exhibition. Mm-hmm. I signed up for the game that doesn't matter. So you've got two leagues that are doing it during the regular season because there are so many games, and one league that is still trotting out players that matter in meaningless situations.
That's why, don't you think that's why there'll be some kind of change before next preseason?
Some reduction
in the schedule?
I'm not confident.
I am. I think this was the loudest, clearest statement ever from coaches in the NFL.
What would you say about, I heard this brought up on the afternoon show, and I've seen it a little bit around the Twitterverse, red jerseys in preseason games for quarterbacks.
Boy, I suppose I would just sit him out. Just don't even play him then. Instead of putting a red jersey, just don't play him. Because the red jersey, I mean, if I'm going to make fun of practices saying, let's not keep what Josh Allen was at practice because he knows he's never getting hit. If you're going to do that in the game, I just would sit the starting quarterback. Just play the second guy, the third guy, the fourth guy. I wouldn't even play the starter at that point.
Yeah, John tweeted in, how about bump-only hits or red jerseys?
Thuds, yeah. Thuds like you do with running backs in the training camp.
Kind of what they do in the joint practices. Yeah. It's up thud, as Sal says.
Up thud, right.
Up thud.
Yeah, I would just sit the quarterback at that point instead of going red jersey in the preseason. I mean, if you're going red jersey in the preseason, it's a glorified joint practice. I mean, there's tackling. You can bring a running back down to the ground, but, you know, it's all about the quarterback. That's kind of a glorified joint practice to me, and why would you charge fans for that?
Let me ask you this. Is it any different if you knew, let's say the Bills didn't have a defense completely in place,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to evaluate, I don't know, Tre'Davious White is a rookie. But at the start, he's your first-round pick. At the start, you're told you're not facing a single number one quarterback the entire preseason.
Yeah.
Like, would you, as the coach, could you then look at that and say, man, they're not even playing their ones. I mean, I could get them out there to run around, but there's almost an element of, do I want him thinking he, if we play the game about what preseason's worth and what a guy gets from it, do I want him thinking that defending Kyle Allen is what his job is about? Because right. It's not. You know, sure, he gets out there and he learns the reads and does right. this and that, but he, you know, the step up in competition, it's pretty different.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about Kevin Johnson, although he's a veteran. He wouldn't necessarily, like, does Kevin Johnson feel any better because which was it Greer that threw the ball right to him in Carolina? I don't think it was Kyle Allen. I think it was Will Greer, right? Whoever threw the pick six right into the stomach of Kevin Johnson, I'm not sure that he feels any better about his performance because Cam Newton probably doesn't throw the ball directly to Kevin Johnson. I would probably still play those guys, even if I had a cornerback and they weren't playing their starting quarterback. I would probably still want my guy out there getting his reps against the receivers, working on his technique, doing what he has to do. To me, the quarterback discussion is different than anything else. It is the most important position on the field, and I can probably go from cornerback one to two and maybe three and still make it work. The drop-off after quarterback one in most cases is substantial. I think that discussion is different than any other position on the field. which is why they wear a red non-contact jersey in practices. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Our Bills coverage tonight, beginning at 5 o'clock, is brought to you by Dr. Beyer Optical Group for a look that's on fire. Call Dr. Beyer, and by Country Sweet. It's all about the sauce.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And he hits one out towards left field. This is trouble. Brandon Barnes going back, looking up at the wall, reaches up, and that's a home run. Into the first row of the seats just over the left field wall. Barnes tried to pull it back, but for Kivlahan, his 26th homer of the year, makes it 1-0 Buffalo.
It didn't go well after that. Pat Malacara with the call last night. The Bisons end up losing 20-3. They're home tonight. It is the last weekend of the season. Well, regular season anyway. And that starts tonight. Only 7 home games left. Tonight's a Friday night bash. So you got the pregame happy hour at Salem Field. $3 craft beer. Food specials from 5 to 6:30. Of course, you got the postgame fireworks. Another gorgeous weekend weather,
yeah,
by the way, to head out for more baseball.
Looking at 80s. It's starting to cool down. I mean, right now it's 59 degrees.
Had the window open last night.
Good.
Turn the
sleeping
air off.
Weather.
Uh-huh. Had
good
the window
sleeping
open.
Weather,
nice.
Yeah.
Got to like it. But back into the 80s this weekend. So you got a great weekend to go tonight. Tomorrow night, 6:05 game, final Labatter Day night of the season. Your pregame party from 5 to 7. $3 Labatts, $10 chicken barbecue dinners. And then Sunday, it's the final day game of the season, and it's back to school day. So you can take your kids to the ballpark. First 2,000 fans get a pencil case giveaway with the Bison's logo on it. And Nate Pearson, I should probably double check this. He was scheduled to start Sunday. That's the new kid came up, the top pitching prospect in the entire Jays organization. Looked really good in his debut for Buffalo in Rochester. Is on tap to pitch Sunday at 1:05. And then next week, by the way, it's Fan Appreciation Week. They'll have special stuff and giveaways and exciting things going on every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. What you want to do is go to bisons.com. Okay, it's got all the information on all the games, the game times, and you can get your seats there too. Very simple to do. You click on the link. You'll find it right there on the homepage to get the tickets, pick the game you want to go to, select the seats you want to sit in. You can print the tickets out right there on your computer for any of the remaining 7 games on the schedule, including Fan Appreciation Night to close the season.
So tomorrow, Bird Zirk is going to be there?
Let's see. Yes, the traveling mascot, Bird Zirk.
Have you seen Bird Zirk yet?
I don't know anything about Bird Zirk.
Oh, man. I've seen a little bit about Bird Zirk. It's not the modern-day San Diego chicken, but the traveling mascot. When Bird Zirk shows up, it's America's ballpark prankster.
Yeah.
So I guess it's basically like this jerk mascot comes in and messes with your mascot and your team.
Oh.
And, I mean, somebody's pretty smart with an idea like this. Bird Zirk.
So that's funny.
I'm at the website, birdzirk.com, and there's a part that says quotes. You think this will be reviews of Bird Zirk? Like what people are saying about Bird Zirk?
Did you know he has hilarious sidekicks with him?
Oh.
He has Baby Zirk, Dog Zirk.
Oh, yeah.
Zirk Jr. and Ball Zirk.
I knew about.
Did you know about
Dog Zirk?
Dog Zirk, Dirk Zirk, Dog Zirk, yes.
So these are reviews from minor league teams like the Albuquerque Isotopes. Thanks for always putting on a great show. It's always a pleasure to work with you guys. The Peoria Chiefs. The Bird Zirk appearance was top notch. Bird Zirk provides high energy fun, unique entertainment that fans of all ages can enjoy. The Greenville Astros.
I'm at the Bird Zirk website. I don't want to spoil the routine. But at the homepage of the Bird Zirk website, apparently it's got a list of some really big names in Major League Baseball. He dances with some of the players and then takes their glove and throws it over the outfield wall. I might be into that. You think so? Like Cal Ripken Jr., David Ortiz, Miguel Cabrera, like he dances with these guys, takes their glove and throws it over the wall.
The Clinton Lumber Kings say it's one of the best shows in all of professional sports.
By the way, good nicknames. The Lumber Kings?
Yeah.
The Isotopes? Oh.
I wonder if they're mixing.
Was that Albuquerque?
Yeah.
I get it.
If they're mixing in fake names here. Children's and adults alike love it. All right. Well, Bird Zerk, check them out on Saturday.
I love Albuquerque Isotopes. Very historically
They moved from Springfield, of course. You know that, right? The Springfield Isotopes? Did the Springfield Isotopes exist before the Albuquerque Isotopes?
There was a Springfield Isotopes?
In The Simpsons, yeah.
I thought somebody actually, there was a team that stole it from The Simpsons and called themselves
the Isotopes. That's what I'm
wondering. The Isotopes.
What year did the Albuquerque Isotopes show up?
I bet they've been, Albuquerque's had baseball for a long
Their
time.
Their stadium opened in 2003.
Albuquerque's been like a AAA Dodgers team for a long, long time. I don't know if they still are.
Yeah. When did they change to the Topes?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They used to be the Calgary Cannons until 2002.
Okay.
So the Albuquerque Isotopes are 100%
new
from The Simpsons.
Okay.
But The Simpsons existed first. The Springfield Isotopes were around long before, the fictional ones, long before the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Oh, I thought Albuquerque was around longer than that. I didn't realize that.
What year would that have been? What season of The Simpsons would that have been? Yeah, here you go, right on their Wikipedia page. It recalls the fictional Springfield Isotopes.
Isotopes Park. The ballpark is named Isotopes Park. I wonder if it glows.
Do you know what an isotope is?
No.
Everyone knows.
Something it's to do with nuclear power,
it's each
right?
of two or more forms of the same element that contain equal numbers of protons but different numbers of neutrons in their nuclei, and hence different... I can't get
proton.
I can't get
it's
through the rest
science.
Of it.
I can't... I just have a... Wah, 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 wah. You bring up science and I just melt into I have no idea what I'm talking about. It was always my worst subject.
I thought fruits were.
No, well, that's just I don't eat. The Isotopes mascot is Orbit, a yellow, orange, and red alien.
Orbit?
Orbit is the mascot. I thought Albuquerque had a baseball team before 2000, and they had to, because I thought Terry Collins managed there when he was in the Dodgers chain. Anyway, I digress. 803-0550. All right, Bills fans, it's game day. Should Josh Allen play at all tonight? If you're just waking up, Cam Newton was injured last night. A whole bunch of quarterbacks have sat out. 12 starting quarterbacks did not play at all through the first two games. Wentz isn't going to play at all in the preseason. Trubisky, Goff won't play at all in the preseason. The Ravens last night decided not to play Lamar Jackson. Should Josh Allen play at all tonight? 803-0550 to join us. Whatever else you'd like to talk about with the Bills, the preseason, tonight's game, anything else that you want to bring up in the world of sports, that's fine too. We have phone lines open. We always love to hear from you. Grab a line, join us, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.